Well, we always call it a merry-go-round.
Yeah, we call it a merry-go-round. That's a good name.
Yeah, see, put one on one end, one on the other, and one get here in the middle, and they'd push them. And see, then one on that would be riding, and you'd be running and pushing them around. You'd just going around and around that stump.
Doing all the work, right? And, Kane, did you ever fasten anything from a limb of a tree?
That was called a swing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. did you ever have a... something to work on that had either an A or an X-shaped frame up, probably on both ends with a board across? You may have used it for sawing or cutting things.
That was called a sawhorse.
Sawhorse, yes. And did you ever, long before the days of safety razors, what did you use?
Straight razor.
Straight razor. What did you sharpen it on?
Horn. It was a rock, but the name of it was a horn. Then you have a leather strap, what's called a strap razor.
Still have one. I guess you know that though, don't you? My son embarrassed me to death one day. We walked into an antique shop. He says, "Oh, there's a leather strap." He says, "They hurt."
Yeah, they used to use them many times, my daddy. Yeah. I know what a leather strap meant.
Yeah. what did you use to straighten your hair besides a comb?
Brush. Hairbrush.
And did you ever carry around ammunition for your gun and anything?
Yeah, hunting sacks.
In a sack?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
It's just had a strap on it, a sack, put around your waist, just like your carpenters used to put nails in, mm-hmm. except you put your shells. Then you had a bag back in, like you was going rabbit hunting, you put your rabbits in, you tote them in place of having to go along and tote them in your hand.
Oh. That was probably good with where rabbits were concerned.
Sure. So you go rabbit hunting and you kill your rabbit. You tote the shells in the front pocket, and his back pockets, they were long, just fast around your bell hen. And drop them back in and just kept going. What's called a hunting sack.
I'd never seen one of those. Talking about tote things, did you ever put... what did you use to carry heavy objects when you were building something, or you had to carry something from one place to another?
Wheelbarrows.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you had a honing...
That was a rock, just like a wet rock you sharpen your knives on, except it's a whole lot finer, and you horn your razor, and then you strapped it to sharpen it.
Okay. Now, if you were going to do something that's cuts like you're... You were going to sharpen something that was really big. Did you have anything that turned around?
Oh, that's called a grindstone.
You did have a grindstone.
It had a handle on it. You turn it. Then I had a cup up over the top of it. And you'd fill it with water. Then you had a little bit of crack in the bottom. And that'd keep it wet, keep it from burning. So you just drip down while you was turning it, sharpening your axe or whatever you wanted to sharpen.
You used water.
Yeah.
Did you ever use oil or anything? I know sometimes now you kind of use a honing.
Not on a rock. You use oil such as drilling stuff now, like steel and metal and all such that. But water wouldn't work. But see, on a rock it would. It'd keep you from burning your axe or knife or whatever you were sharpening. But it's just a big stone and had a square hole in, you put a, just like a whirlwind, you turn it around and around. One turn it, the other piece, hole on that sharpened axe.
You mentioned, we talked about swimming.